Jesus, this is my expectation in the month of October. This is what I'm expecting, O Lord, even in the month of October. Lift up your hands, lift up your heart, lift up your voice and ask Him this morning, this is my expectation, even in the month of October. King of glory, because you cannot lie, you cannot fail. Father, thank you because it is done. And blessed be your holy name, in Jesus, whose glorious name we have given thanks. Amen. Expect three things this month, very quickly. Genesis chapter 1 from verses 1 to 5. Genesis 1, 1 to 5. Every time we go and enter into a month, we should expect something different from the last month. Glory to God. It said in the beginning, Genesis 8, verses 1 to 5. The Bible says, and God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark, and God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. So the first thing is God will remember somebody this morning. It says, and the waters assuaged. Number two thing that God will do for you is that you will see the end of the challenge. Whatsoever it is that looks like a challenge, you will see the end of it this time. It says, the fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. It says, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. That is, the challenge stopped. And the ark rested in the seventh month. But look at this. On the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat, and the waters decreased continually. Until when? The 10th month. And in the 10th month were the tops of the mountains seen. That is, you will see the end of the challenge. Not only will you see the end of the challenge, the Lord will take you to the top. Those are two things right now, but that's not all. Let's take a look at the third one. 1 Chronicles 14 and verse 1. 1 Chronicles 14 and verse 1. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and timber of cedars with masons and carpenters to build him an house. He didn't ask for the house, but they built him an house. What will happen for you? The third thing, you will find favor by all means. The people who like you will favor you. Those who don't like you will favor you. Those who don't know you will favor you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The job you are not entitled to, they will put it in your hands. The promotion you are not entitled to, they will put it in your hands. Protocols will be broken on your behalf. In the 10th month, protocols will be broken on your behalf. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If that is you, lift up your hands and say, Father, thank you. Glory to the Lord. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have prayed. And so shall it be for you in Jesus' name. Now, before we take our seats, yesterday was the 62nd birthday of the great nation of Nigeria. Hallelujah. And that is the seat and headquarters, international headquarters of this great commission. Therefore, lift up your voice in 30 seconds and give God thanks for that nation and pray for that nation that God will turn its story around, that everyone that wants to bring that nation down, they will be brought down. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that nation will never come down. It will begin to go up on every side, go up in every area, and it will be the delight of nations. That nation will be the delight of nations. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the nation of Nigeria. We exalt and magnify your name. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' marvelous name. Congratulate your neighbor for me on your right and left that it's your month. This October is your month. This month, this 10th month is your month of testimonies. You are returning with strange order of testimonies this month. In the name of Jesus Christ. Put those hands together for the Lord. Please be seated. prophetic theme that we are starting this month, wisdom from above enthrones. Wisdom that proceeds from above enthrones. And our teaching series for the Sunday services would be unveiling the reality of wisdom from above. Unveiling the reality of wisdom from above, and this will be part 1A. And let me start this morning by saying and looking at the prophetic scripture for the month, for the Sunday services. Proverbs chapter 4, anchor scripture or teaching scripture for October. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 7 to 8. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. It says, therefore, get wisdom. In KJV, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. It didn't end there. In verse 8, it said, exalt her. That is, and she shall promote thee. Lift wisdom up, and wisdom will lift you up. She shall bring thee to honor. Everybody that walks in wisdom walks in honor. It says, when thou hast embraced her, that is when you embrace wisdom, wisdom has capacity to take up. Now, in verse 9, it said, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to you. That means wisdom will enthrone us. Wisdom enthrones people. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to you. Everybody that walks in wisdom gets attention. People want to listen to them. People want to hear from them. A man and a woman that walks in wisdom, they get the attention of people. They don't just get the attention of people, they are enthroned. And now I got seven things to take note from that scripture very quickly. It says, this wisdom is the ultimate. It says wisdom is the principal thing. So wisdom is the ultimate. Number two, do everything in your power to lay hold on this wisdom. It says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, with everything that you have inside of you, try as much as possible to lay hold on it. So do everything in your power to lay hold on this wisdom. Number three, celebrate this wisdom. Celebrate it. It says, exalt her. Celebrate this wisdom. Number four, embrace this wisdom. Embrace it. She shall promote thee. Exalt her. It says, and when thou dost embrace her. So embrace this wisdom. Number five, this wisdom will elevate you when we have exalted, when we have embraced it. This wisdom elevates. Number six, this wisdom will bring honor to you. And finally, this wisdom has no limit. There is no limit to where this wisdom can take you and I to. This wisdom has no limit. For everyone that walks in wisdom, there is no limit for their destiny. If wisdom is that important, then it is expedient to know what else is in this wisdom and where we can find it. Job chapter 28, 7 to 28. Job 28, it says, there is a path which no fowl knoweth. Job 28, 7. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock, he overturneth the mountains by the roots. He cutteth out rivers among the rocks, and his eye seeth every precious thing. That is, when this wisdom begins to operate, or when you and I begin to operate in this wisdom, there is no limit. He said, he bindeth the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. So wisdom searches for the hidden things and brings it out. Glory to God. He says, but where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth saith, it is not in me. The sea saith, it is not in me. It cannot be gotten for gold. You can't buy wisdom. You can't buy this type of wisdom. Neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for the jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The price of wisdom is above exchange rate. Wisdom cannot be exchanged. Wisdom cannot be bought. We don't go to school for this type of wisdom. So where can we find it? Glory to God. He said, verse 17. Verse 18. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. Now, verse 19. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it. In other words, Ethiopia at that time was the greatest nation on the earth. So wisdom, you can't go to the greatest nations of the earth for wisdom. Neither shall it be valued with pure gold. And then where does this wisdom we are talking about come from? Verse 20. Whence then cometh wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all the living and kept close from the fowls of the air. James said, take a look at the different types of wisdom, because when we are talking about wisdom, some of us think it is the wisdom that we are using to scam others. And then you think we are wise. He says, this type of wisdom we are talking about can only proceed from above. This wisdom can only proceed from above. The wisdom that enthrones is the wisdom that only comes from above. Now, James was saying to them, he said, don't mix up this wisdom we are talking about. Don't mix it up. Let me tell you what the different types of wisdom, and then you will know the type of wisdom that you should look for. James 3, 13 to 17. Who is wise, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, you can't assess this wisdom. Glory not, because the wisdom you think you need does not come. Nobody gets it in strife and bitter envies. He said, but if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, he said, glory not and lie not against the truth. This is not the type of wisdom we are talking about. He said, in fact, this wisdom descended not from above. Descended not from above. Any wisdom that has to do with bitter envies and strifes does not come from above. But those type of wisdom is earthly, is sensual, and devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. There are decisions taken by a man that makes you look like a genius. But he says that is demonic wisdom. And you are saying, oh, you know what? I use wisdom for them. You know, that is demonic wisdom. And then he said in verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, then gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. God is the originator of wisdom, as he is the only wise God. If you take note, God was not referred to as The wise God. The only wise God. Every other wisdom comes from somewhere else, but the wisdom that enthrones comes from the only wise. There are four types of wisdom. There is earthly, there is sensual, there is devilish, and then there is the wisdom from above. The best one is the wisdom from above that proceeds from the only wise God. Jude 1:25, to the only wise God. So, the only wise God. No one is contesting this wisdom with him. He is the only wise God. So, when it appears his decision is foolish, wisdom comes out of it. Is somebody understanding what God is saying? When God makes a decision and we think it is stupid, we think it is foolish, it is actually in wisdom. For example, Satan thought he had won when he crucified the King of Glory. Satan was already rejoicing, thinking, yes, I have scattered his plan again. But look at what scripture said. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 6 to 8. He said, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Then what are we talking about? But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. He brought wisdom. In his wisdom, the enemy thought he had lost. The enemy thought God had lost again. Well, by my wisdom, I brought down Adam and Eve. By my wisdom, I'm going to kill the second Adam. So, and destroy the works of your hands again. But if the Bible says, if he had known that this is where God is going, you kill him, I save every other person. I save everyone. Kill him, I save everyone. He would not have crucified the King of Glory. The wisdom that can only proceed from above. That this wisdom only proceeds from the only wise God. Daniel 2 and verse 21. And he changed the times of and the seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them of understanding. If it is wisdom from above, then it is only from the only wise God. But very quickly, if wisdom is so precious, then it is expedient to know what wisdom is. What is wisdom? Let's take a look at one definition of wisdom this morning. What is wisdom? Wisdom is a gift that can only proceed from above. Wisdom is a gift. Wisdom is a gift. Please tell your neighbor, wisdom is a gift. And let's call it the pure gift of God to his interested children. Is somebody understanding that? The pure gift of God to his interested children. The pure gift of God to his interested children. The pure gift of God to his interested children. Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. It is a part of our inheritance, but it will not be enforced on anyone. Wisdom cannot be enforced. Nobody says, I came with wisdom. Have you ever seen somebody that said, I was born with wisdom? He was born wise. No. Wisdom is a gift. Although wisdom is our inheritance, but it comes as a gift. Your earthly father can leave you an inheritance and you reject it. How many believe that? Your earthly father can leave you an inheritance and you reject it and say, no, I don't want. That's what your earthly father can do. So your heavenly father can also leave you an inheritance, give you an inheritance, and you say, I'm not interested. That you are entitled to something is not automatic that you take it. Matthew 11:19. But wisdom is justified of her children. Wisdom is part of the packaged gift from God to his children. It cannot be bought. It is a gift, and we can ask for that gift. James 1:5. If any lack wisdom, let him ask. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of who? God. Let him ask of God that giveth. He give it. He gives it. Because it's a gift. He giveth it to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. That is, if you ask for it, God is not partial not to give it to you. Everything we ask for is part of our inheritance, that when we ask for this gift, he gives it to us as much as we want. And then James concluded by saying in verse 17, every good and every perfect gift proceeds from above. From who? Down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, neither any shadow of turn. If it is a gift, then it is expedient for us to covet it and ask for it. Bible speaking in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 31, it says, but covet earnestly the best gifts. Covet earnestly the best gifts. Now, very quickly, let's take a look at some examples of people who got this wisdom as a gift. People in scriptures who got wisdom. Let's look into the lives of people who operated in wisdom, and let's see how they got it. Joseph, number one. Joseph. When Pharaoh told him, I heard you can do this, the first thing that Joseph said, Genesis 41 and verse 15, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. The first thing that came out of Joseph's mouth, Joseph said, it is not in me. Verse 16, and Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God will give you an answer. It is not in me. It is not me. Don't mistake it that it is me. It is me. They told you it is me, but I receive it from heaven. It is not in me. God is the one that gives it. It is not in me. Job 28:14, it says, the depth said, it is not in me. So we know that there are some deep things inside you, Joseph. So the depth said, it is not in me. It is God that gives it. The depth said, it is not in me. C said, it is not in me. New NET translation, it says, the deep says, it is not with me. It is a gift. And when Pharaoh was going to respond, he said in verse 38 to 44, and Pharaoh said unto his servant, after that the dream had been interpreted and the challenge solved, Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this man, in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God had showed thee, God showed you, God showed you, because I can see now that nobody has power to interpret this thing except God shows it to them. As long as God has showed thee all these things, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. And because it is a gift and it enthrones, and one characteristics of wisdom is it enthrones. Anybody that walks in wisdom goes up. So verse 40 said, thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Pharaoh said, only in the throne will I be greater than thou. He said, see, Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Take over And Pharaoh took off his ring and put it in his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck, and he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bowed the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. Wisdom will take you to the top this month. This month, you will contact wisdom, and this wisdom will take you to the top. Number two person that we'll be looking at quickly is Solomon. The wisdom of Solomon was also a gift. As a matter of fact, Solomon asked for it. 1 Kings 3, 5:12. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. Ask what I shall give thee. Since you have made me king in the room of my father, Solomon said, I know nothing. And so in verse 7, and now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I'm but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And now, O Lord, and thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor accounted for multitude. And he says, so here is the gift I need that cannot be found anywhere. Verse 10, give therefore, 9, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, and for who is able to judge this so great thy people? Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart. And God gave him that which he asked for. The Bible says God gave him that which he asked for. He said the thing, please the Lord. And God gave him that which he asked for. Verses now, 2 Kings, 1 Kings 4, 29 to 30. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. Wisdom is a gift, and one thing about gifts is that you can ask for it. You can ask your spouse when her birthday is coming or his birthday is coming, what do you want me to get you? It's a gift. You can ask your spouse marriage anniversary, what do you want me to get you? You ask your children, it's going to be your 10th birthday, what do you want me to get you? So the same way we can ask God for wisdom. And I keep saying it every time, many homes are in turmoil because of lack of wisdom. If only one person can say, Lord, I need wisdom to deal with this spouse. I need wisdom. Please give me wisdom to deal with this situation. There wouldn't be challenges so much in the home, because your wisdom will rub off on them. Are you getting what God is saying? When they see that this thing is not working again, it's something else that is now working, they want to pay attention to you to see what is going on. And then you tell them, I ask for wisdom, you to ask for wisdom, because it's my wisdom that we have been using to deal with this thing. Glory to God. There will be no foolish person in this place. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So God said to Solomon, ask, what do you want? You remember James 1:17? Every good and every perfect gift comes down from above, the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, neither any shadow of turning. And then he said to us in Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Lord, give me wisdom to manage this home. Lord, I need wisdom to manage my resources. Wisdom, Lord, to manage my resources. Glory to God. You know, I say to some people, the cost of your car is more than the cost of your apartment. Glory to God. It's because of lack of wisdom. You don't own a house, not even a one room. Not even one room. But your car costs more than the down payment you need for a one room. What wisdom is this? You are driving a house. Glory to God. You are simply driving a house, and you can only come out when wisdom comes. One time, some time ago in Atlanta, somebody came to me with one good business venture, and I needed, you see, if you don't have money, you can't do business. If you don't have reserve, you can't do business. So opportunities will come. It's just 5,000. It's just 10,000 that you need to do this. You will still go and borrow it to do the business. You are paying, what is it called? Interest in that one, until wisdom demands that you have savings. So when when this business came and there was no savings, I remember my car is, I'm paying on it. The money, the amount I'm paying on it every month, it is well. So I drove it by myself back to the dealer. Come and buy your thing back. I don't want again. If you know the amount I paid to buy that car, in less than one, in a year and a half, the amount they were buying it back, I just said, it is well. Just take it. Give me my money that is remaining. And to use the money to do other business. I've been driving one car now that has never broken down. Is it not to go from here to here? Who are you? What are you trying to prove? And who are you trying to prove anything to? You know, I drive a 2025. What name is it called? I drive it. 2025 Tesla. Yet, at the end of the month, when your landlord knocks, your landlord is simply saying, pack your things and go and be living inside that Tesla. You are driving a house. Wisdom. The Lord will give us understanding. Amen. I said the Lord will give us understanding. Amen. Example number three, very quickly. The three Hebrew boys. The three Hebrew boys also said, it's a gift. Daniel 1:17, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. And because it was a gift, verse 20 tells us, and in all matter of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all Israel. They were better than the best. They were better than the rest. That's what wisdom does. Wisdom makes us better than the best, makes us better than the rest. From now, you are going to the top. Amen. I said this wisdom is taking you to the top. Amen. The only wisdom that takes to the top is wisdom from above. And the only wisdom that keeps at the top is wisdom from above. Devilish wisdom can take you to the top, but devilish wisdom will not keep you there. Glory to God. The fourth example, very quickly because of time, Paul the apostle. Paul was operating in unusual wisdom according to the apostles. 2 Peter 3 and verse 15. An account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him. It is recognized that this must have been a gift to Paul, according to the wisdom given unto him. We know it is a gift because his revelations couldn't be sensual. His revelations couldn't be devilish, nor have come from the earth. The way Paul is speaking to us, it is not from school that he got these revelations from. It must have been a gift from heaven. So scripture says in Ephesians 3, even Paul himself recognized it. Ephesians 3, 8 to 10, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ? But Paul understood that it's a gift. So he said, is this grace given? Is this unto me? Is this grace given? And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Christ Jesus. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. I love the way TLB puts it. He says, just think, though I did nothing to deserve it, and though I am the most useless Christian there is. Look at what Paul, I didn't say it, it's Paul that said it to me. He says, I am the most useless Christian there is. Yet, I was the chosen one for this special joy of telling the Gentiles the glad news of the endless treasures available to them in Christ. And to explain to everyone that God is the Savior of the Gentiles too, just as he who made all things had secretly planned from the very beginning. And his reason? To show to all the rulers in heaven how perfectly wise he is. When all of his family, Jews and Gentiles alike, are seen to be joined together in his church. So our diversity is his wisdom. You see Cameroonians, you see Ghanaians, you see Congolese, you see Nigerians. Everybody says it's the wisdom from the beginning from God. The people that never thought that I can sit with this person, they will find it in church. Why? Because it is his wisdom from the beginning. Wisdom from the beginning. This wisdom is a gift that only heaven releases. You are receiving your own today. Amen. Glory to God. And finally, how do we access this wisdom? Somebody is saying, but how can I access this wisdom? Number one, through the fear of the Lord. Remember, it is a pure gift. Tell your neighbor, through the fear of the Lord. Through the fear of the Lord. It cannot be mixed with sin. It will be polluted. Through the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning. Is it Proverbs 9:10? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's where wisdom starts. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. That was the secret of Joseph, the fear of the Lord. Genesis 42:18. And Joseph said unto the king, Joseph said unto them the third day, this do I live, for I fear God. Wisdom comes when the fear of God is paramount in our hearts. When sin is our focus, we operate in foolishness. Now look at what I'm talking about. Genesis 39, verses 7 to 9. And it came to pass after these things, that is talking about Joseph. And it came to pass after these things, that his master's wife cast his eyes upon Joseph. And she said, lie with me. But he refused. And said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house. And he had committed all that he had to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither has he kept anything back from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Some other person sees that as free meal. If Oga comes now, he sees it as free meal. Joseph said, no, I can't go there. Some other person sees, he's even boasting in it. He sees it as free meal, that his wife cannot try with, you know. Let me show you something. Research shows that The part of the brain that deals with wisdom is the one that deals with our sexual thinking. And I will tell you what it means. When it is corrupted, the person begins to behave foolishly. That's why you see a 70-year-old man being messed up by a 20-year-old girl. He's not thinking straight. Because that part of the brain is now affected. So what his wife cannot do to him at home, the 20-year-old is pulling his beard. He's pulling his beard. He's pulling his beard like this. And he's saying, hey, hey, hey. But if the wife tries it, he's no longer thinking straight because that part of his brain has now been affected. How many understand what God is talking about? Go and read it. Oh, I'm not making this up. Am I making sense? Go and read it because I'm not making it up. That was exactly what happened to Samson. Samson the great. The Bible says Samson will take the gate of a city in his arm and take the gate to the top of the mountain. And then Samson became a toy because his head was not correct again. Something is affecting that part of the system that makes them wise. He's not thinking. You say, well, where is your power? My power lies in if you cut my nails. Okay, he cut your nail and you are telling him again tomorrow. He's asking you again tomorrow and you are telling her again. Is that not foolishness? Where is that coming from? Because now the head is on a stick and it's wrapping, is rolling. Okay, so where is your power now? Where is your power? Oh, my power is in the ear. It's in the ear. Cut it off. The fear of the Lord. If there is the fear of the Lord, then you will not need to beg twice for wisdom. You see rich men, highly, highly placed men being messed up by highly low girls. Highly low girls. Why? The part of the brain that makes them think has been punctured. You won't be found there again. Amen. But that part of the brain was still intact for Joseph. And the Bible says, Genesis 41, 38 to 43, and Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this man in whom the Spirit of God is? If Joseph had corrupted himself with the master's wife, he wouldn't have been able to figure this thing out. That would have been the end of his life. He would have died in jail. Glory to God. And finally, number two, through the prayer of inquiries. Like I said earlier, you can ask for it. James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. If you know your wisdom level is low, ask for an upgrade. Lord, upgrade me in my wisdom bank. Upgrade me. Daniel 2:16-19. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known unto Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the men of Babylon. That then was the secret revealed unto Daniel. Daniel went to ask for wisdom, and wisdom was given to him. He went to ask for it. By wisdom, every family challenge will be laid to rest. Amen. By wisdom, every financial stress will be uprooted in this assembly. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are medical conditions that are as a result of lack of wisdom. It's not the enemy. It's lack of wisdom. Medical conditions. But everything will be reversed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. This month, wisdom will terminate every medical condition. Amen. You know, that part of the brain is so affected. I just remembered something now. That a man will refuse to pay his children's school fees and prefer to give the money to the one that is affecting the part of the brain. Rise up on your feet. Glory to God. Let's give God thanks this morning. Let's give him all the praise and all the glory. Give him all the honor and all adoration. And magnify his name. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt your name. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Thank you, everlasting Father. We thank you, we exalt and we worship your name. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed. Amen. Your amen is weak.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we've prayed.
Amen.
This month, you are going to the top.
Amen.
This month, you are going to the top.
Amen.
This month, favor will locate you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So shall it be. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed. Now, somebody's here this morning, all heads bowed and all eyes closed. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I want to be born again. I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior. Someone else wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to rededicate my life to you. Why not this morning? If you're in any of those categories, remember, it is between you and your God, between you and your Father in heaven. It has nothing to do with anyone you think is watching. God is watching our hearts. God is the only one watching. Therefore, this morning, very quickly, you are in any of those categories, online and on ground, put your right hand on your heart, wherever you are, let me pray with you and for you. Very quickly, the Lord bless you. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. Any other person, God bless you. Put your right hand on your heart, wherever you are, online, on ground, let me pray with you. And if you are doing that, please repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you today just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I'm born again. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. Last death, the same grace preserved them. These ones will never go back to perdition again. They will begin to take root downwards, bear fruit upwards to the praise and to the glory of your name. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Well, you said that prayer. Somebody's already by your side. God bless you, church. I thought you were clapping. You said that prayer online. Send a text message to the number that is being displayed right now, and somebody will be by your side to assist you. Please, let's follow them. Let the pastor go with them very quickly, please. Let the pastor go with them. Glory to God. And just 2 minutes, and you are back joining us. Church, I thought you are still clapping. I thought you are still clapping. You are still clapping for Jesus. Clapping for Jesus. Glory to the name of the Lord. Well, is somebody ready to just praise him for 1 minute? Are you ready?
Yes,
glory to God. And no, you will dance wisdom into your life.
Amen.
You will praise wisdom into your life.
Amen.
Are you ready right now? Is choir ready? Please go for it right now. 1 minute.
Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, you are my heavenly star. Jehovah Adonai, I give you glory.